the way God worked it out. We sold a house within 3 weeks. We're clear of all debts up there. And now it looks like my husband is moving down here. So he's going up plenty of work, because last time he visited down here, he was scrubbing windows out here, and Brother Smith said he didn't know the man, but he knew that he liked to work, or something on that order. But God has been so good to us. It's amazing when God works. I am so grateful. I found a house 2 blocks from here, a quiet neighborhood. There's just so many things that I'm grateful for. But most of all, I'm grateful that I know God. And I'm grateful that I have a husband that knows God. And I certainly am grateful that I have children that know God. Not all of my children know God. But I'm grateful for the ones that do. The way I look at it, you just have to pray for those that don't. Because if you raise a child to be right, then the choice has to be theirs. But anyway, I'm awful glad to be here, and it's such a, you can feel the sweet spirit here in this church. And that's what I told Esther a while ago. I said, you can feel the sweet spirit here in this church. I'm just glad to be here, and I hope that I get to do some work. And I hope that I'll be a blessing wherever I am. Try not to say too much, but I will try to do my best to be part. And the food today was wonderful. I really enjoyed my meal. So thank you, Lord.
When that happened to him, I just started crying out to the Lord and asking the Lord to please don't take him from me, and please give him more time with us. And because I was thinking about Jacob told me that my youngest granddaughter was listening to her mommy tell her sister. Her sister said that she was afraid of the dark, so they were talking to her about how you can call on Jesus when you get scared or you're in trouble, and just say his name, and it'll give you peace in your life. And they were telling her that. Well, the other day, her mommy caught her doing something she shouldn't, the youngest one, caught her doing something she shouldn't be doing, and she said, she told her to stop doing it. She went back to doing it. She told her, she said, stop doing that. And she went back to doing it, looked at her mommy, and went back to doing it. Well, when her mommy got up and started walking towards her, she put her hands in the air and cried, Jesus, Jesus! Well, I just don't want to call on the Lord when I'm in trouble. I want to call on the Lord when I'm truly in need. And because he meets you. He knows when you need him. And if you'll just call out to him, and he'll be there for you. And I just want to praise the Lord, because he's been there for me every time. He's never forsaken me. I just appreciate a God and a Father who cares and who loves us so much. And I want the Lord just to know that I just praise him, because I know that he loves us and he does care about each one of us. And I'm not saying that, you know, I wouldn't serve the Lord if he hadn't, you know, if something had happened to Roy, because I've even told the Lord, you know, if my children don't serve you, I'm going to serve you, you know, and I feel that God, I've raised them the best I knew how. I know I didn't do everything right. But I did the best I knew how, and And I have to trust God. I have to trust God. I have to trust God that he'll save them. And so I just serve a mighty God, and he knows more of what's going on than I do. I like to know what's going on, but a lot of things I can't control. So I do trust the Lord, and I just love the Lord for doing so much for me. I can't, you know what? It's not hard for me to find something to praise him for, because he's done so much. And I just love him, and I appreciate him. And I appreciate what the Lord's doing in your lives, too. And I can see how everybody here is growing. And it's just a blessing to be here. And I love the Lord.
Appreciate him tonight, and we're singing about magnifying the Lord and lifting him up, and that's part of what we do is we try to lift Jesus up in our life, and we not only vocally would lift him up, but we're to live in such a way that our lives, you know, that's our endeavor, is to live a life that will ultimately lift up the Lord and be able to be a witness to what God is doing and be a witness personally what he, you know, done for me and how he has kept his hand upon me. And I'm thankful today that to hear good things, good words today, Brother Painter. Poured it hard out to us in the Word, and you know, showing us to stand. You know, when God says he'll do it, then, you know, start believing. You know, I want to start believing when I hear things to let me know that, you know, although some things may not look like what we're saying things going to be, but just keep believing. You know, keep our trust. You know, begin to just, God said it. Like somebody said, I want to believe it. You know, I want to condition my heart to where I can believe it. Just write it, mark it down, you know. I remember a guy, this man, I don't want to say who he was, but anyway, he was in one, believed a lot in Brother Linegar, and if he said, if Brother Linegar said that this horse would pull his wagon, hook him to it, you know, just believe it, you know. So anyway, that's what we have to do. We have to just begin to... have that kind of faith. That's what Brother Payne was talking about today, is faith in God. And we can, our faith can be, you know, I don't want to put anybody down that don't have faith, but, you know, we can increase our faith. You know, we can begin to believe more than what we do. And sometimes, I guess, the experiences God give us help us to, you know, not just... what somebody else said, but you know, you eventually you're gonna have to have your own experiences in God and to know for yourself. You know, I believe what people are saying about God, but I want to know for myself, and I'm getting to know God, and that's what this is. You know, we're walking by faith, and this is a journey that we're on, and we're learning to depend on the Lord all the way. But anyway, I just appreciate to today and tonight. We're starting out worshiping God, magnifying him. And our visitors here, I know they was here on a Sunday night before. We don't have the cards, I don't think, handed, but so the names, but I know you was here. I know you was here. And it's good to see you again, and appreciate you being with us again. And, if you could tell me, I pick up the name pretty quick. Okay. Pippin, okay. Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's all right. Yeah. Yes.
Hallelujah, because he's a mighty God.
Mighty God.
He's an awesome God.
Yes.
And the Bible said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord.
That's it.
And I'm a praiser because God made me that way. Hallelujah. I'm a worshiper because God made me that way. Amen.
Yes.
He said, when you worship him in spirit and in truth. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter where I go. I believe in giving God worship. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I believe in praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because I know something about who he is to me. I know something about what he's done for me.
And
I know that the anointing comes to destroy every yoke. I know that it's a burden lift tonight. Amen. I just thank God for the power of his blood. I just thank God for the power of the blood of Jesus, because it was the blood that washed away my sins. It was the blood that forgave me for my transgressions. Anybody ever transgressed? I have. Amen. That means that you sinned and you knew that you were sinning. Amen. Hallelujah. You knew the difference. I just want to magnify him. Hallelujah. Because he's good. Amen. And he's worthy to be praised. I serve a God that is alive. He's alive on the inside of me. I serve a God that is a God of power. And I serve a God that created me in his image and in his likeness. I serve a God that gave me dominion. I serve a God that gave me authority. I serve a God that forgave my sins. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I serve the true and living God. Hallelujah. The man of God was just talking about experiences. And I bless God, and I can't say it enough, because I thank the Lord that he called me out of the dark into the marvelous light. I thank the Lord that God is not prejudiced. I thank the Lord that, hallelujah, he don't have no respectable person. I truly thank God for that. I thank God, hallelujah, that he done me like he done the woman at the well. Hallelujah, the Samaritan woman. I thank God that he found me where I was to get me to where he want me to be. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Anybody know that God found you just where you was? Hallelujah. Glory to God to get you in this wonderful place that you're in right now. Hallelujah. With the Lord. I believe I'm talking to people that got a relationship. I have a relationship with him. He loves me and I love him. And I thank him that when I was in a bed, hallelujah, that was unclean, hallelujah, glory to God, he brought me up out of that place. And I thank him for that. And I told him, God, I'll tell it everywhere I go. I thank you that you delivered me from the spirit of fornication. I thank you, God, that you delivered me from adultery. I thank the Lord for it. I thank him that he found me where I was to get me to where he want me to be. Hallelujah. Maybe y'all have not never did anything.
Praise the Lord.
But I did. And he found me on the backside. Hallelujah. And I thank him for it.
Thank you.
He found me in mess. And I thank him that even in my mess, he blessed me through that. I thank him. I thank him that I know him as a healer. I'm glad tonight that I know him to be a healer.
Yes.
I thank him that when I was down and I was sick in my body, that the Lord came and healed me. I know him as a deliverer. Hallelujah. When chains and shackles was all around me, I don't mind telling it nowhere I go. Hallelujah. Because Jesus did it for me. Hallelujah. Jesus set me free. There is power in the blood. And I thank him for the blood tonight. Hallelujah. Anybody know that there is power in the blood? Hallelujah. He did it for me over 2,000 years ago, way out on Calvary. He did it for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 20 years old, early age. My mom went on to be with the Lord, and my mom was a prophet, and she began to tell me before she went home to be with the Lord that the Lord was going to use me greatly in the body of Christ. I could not believe that, because at that time, and I was doing things that young folks like to do. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord that I've never been on drugs, but I thank the Lord that I was hopping from one bed to another, doing things with my body that my body was not supposed to be used for. So it don't matter with me how people look at me or what they think about me, because my God is a redeemer, and I know that he had a boshata. Oh, glory to God. I know what he have done for me, and I'll tell it everywhere I go. I'm not ashamed of the God, hallelujah, that delivered me. Glory to God. I'm not ashamed, hallelujah, no matter where I go. I don't mind telling nobody. I don't have one of those testimonies that has to be hidden. I got a testimony that I don't mind telling. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he have brought me out. Hallelujah. I am a daughter of Zion. Hallelujah. I am one of his faithful ones. Hallelujah. I am spirit led. Hallelujah. And if you be led by the Spirit of God, you are the son of God. And I thank him tonight that I am a son. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I didn't mean to take up your time, but I get excited when you go to talking about somebody that I know, because I know him. I know him. I have a relationship with him. I'm not religious. Amen. I don't go through the motions. Amen. He's with me every day. Everywhere I go, he's on the inside. Amen. The Holy Spirit dwells inside of me. He lives in me. Everywhere I go, I take him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell people all the time, if you are enemy to the cross, then you are enemy unto me. Hallelujah. Because I thank God for the cross. And I thank God for the blood that he shed it for me. Amen. Y'all, I didn't mean to take up that much time, but hallelujah.
That's all right. Praise the Lord. It's all right. Yes. Yes, we believe that. Yeah, we believe that, Sister Clark, we believe that. God is good to us. We like to lift him up, magnify him. He's good to us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, blessed be his holy name. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise his holy name tonight. Oh, God. Oh, blessed be your holy name, oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. We're going to pray. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Yes, Jesus.
Oh, oh. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh,
oh God. Blessed be your name. Merciful God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Precious Savior, thank you, Lord.
Praise your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
stays when others go. He'll never leave your side. He's your friend in stormy weather, 'cause he's good all the time. Oh, yes, God is good. Yes, he is. He's good all the time. Oh, God is good. You know he is. He's good all the time. Well, you can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time. He's the one you call in the middle of the night when your body moans with pain. Oh, don't worry about that wayward child. He heard you call his name. He'll put food in your kitchen when you don't have one dime. He's not good just now and then. No, he's good all the time. Oh, yes, God is good. Yes, he is.
Y'all may not know it, but we're supposed to be praying. But anyway, let's pray. We you know, it's a good spirit to pray in. I'm just telling you, you know, it's nothing like feeling your salvation. We were talking about salvation today, and it's okay to feel what God has done for you. You know, you're not, they say that it's better felt than felt, right? You know, to feel what you're doing. I love that. I love to talk about the goodness of God and then to know not just what he's done for you, but what he's done for me. And I'm just thankful about that. And so we're going to pray. We do have needs, and we have requests that we need to pray about. And, of course, Brother and Sister Crow, we keep them on our hearts and pray for them. And they want to be here today, too. So, but let's remember them, Brother Smith, Sister Smith, and Texas. And, you know, we'll pray for them. I don't know if they're having church tonight, but anyway, pray for them. I'm just thinking of one that I remember from today, but there are needs. I know Brother Daniels shared some things about his, well, he's not here, but anyway, he's got about a procedure coming up Tuesday. Remember him. Pray for him that he'll, yes. Everybody hear that? And if you can get it in your schedule, go by and visit with them, because this is what they love, this, you know, among God's people, fellowshipping and being with God's people. So they miss that. So let's see if we can get them on our schedule. All right, Sister Lynette, job interview. All right. Okay. Unspoken, Sister Holly, also job. All right, Brother Paul. All right, remember Sister Ann. Pray for Sister Sydney. Andy, okay. All right, remember Sister Sydney's mother and Andy as well in Louisville. Right, Sister Natalie, your mom. All right, remember. Okay, all right. Ooh, somebody else saying something. Anyway, just remember these needs. And got a meeting coming up, Brother Painter, so. Convention Center. All right, Louisville. All right. Yes, Brother and Sister Bryant. Yeah. Traveling. Pray for them. See Brother Paul McGowan, it got too hot. I see he's back. He's back in the saddle, so it's good to have him back. And pray for Brother Paul. I know he got through that today, but he got tomorrow to face. Brother Paul Thompson, you know, be working on that air conditioner out here in the heat. So remember him on his work. Any of our brothers, sisters, whoever, having to work outside while it's super hot like it has been. So remember them and keep them on your heart. I know Brother Stewart, Caleb work outside in the heat. I'm sure they may work while it's early, while it's not as hot. Maybe, I don't know how they do that. But anyway, pray for them. Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah. Yes, remember Brother Phil and Sister Chelsea. All right, remember them. Pray for them. They're duties increased, but anyway, pray for them. All right, anybody else? Any other? Let's all stand. Sister Debbie? All right, your grandchildren? All right, let's take these needs to the Lord and pray that God will help his people. Lord, we thank you tonight. Just being here, Lord, just having the opportunity to come before you and bring our needs to you, Lord. We thank you. Oh, hallelujah, God, to have an opportunity, Lord, to serve you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help your people. Lord, help our needs. Lord, help Brother and Sister Crow. Keep your hand up on them, Lord. Brother and Sister Brian, Brother and Sister Smith, Lord, be with them. These requests, Brother Andy, Lord, help him. Help him, Sister Cindy's mother, Lord, help her. Oh, Jesus. Oh, blessed be your holy name, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Lord, glory, 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 glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Appreciate the Lord here tonight once again. God is good. I can't, there's a song, can't thank him enough for all that he's done. I had the opportunity here to, as we were praying, to look out and see my granddaughter singing with all of her heart, and that does something to me, because we're not here. I don't get to see that every day, but I love when my children were growing up, I'd love when the Spirit fell to be able to pick them up and hold them in my arms and feel the Spirit, and let them as children feel that Spirit, because I don't want them to lose anything. That's the best thing that they can have, is a connection with God, to be able to feel that Spirit and sing and praising in whatever they can do. And I appreciate to be able to have a church here that they're going to grow up right. That's what I want. I want them to have, they're still too young. They've got a long ways to go. But God, if he'll keep his hand on them. That's been my prayer, that he'll keep his hand on my children. On my children's children. They'll have an opportunity. As I had an opportunity. God gave it to me, and I appreciate it. He didn't have to reach out and call me. He didn't have to reach out and touch me in any way. But he reached out, and he touched my heart and my mind, and I appreciate it. I truly can't thank him enough. There's no way. The only way that you can thank him is serve him. Give your life to him. God, he gave his life for me. Why can't I give my life for him? I don't want anything else in my life. When you're young, you want all these things. But when you get older, you find out those things ain't worth nothing. You don't want to spend your life searching after them. Look for God. Find him. This is where you need to be, to give your life here tonight. And so I'm glad to be here one more time. Brother Tally, I wasn't going to say anything tonight. Brother Tally forced me. He kept trying to put this thing in my pocket, and I kept pulling away. Now you wouldn't know it, but I am shy. I am shy. God did something for me. He took that away from me at one time. Now, he didn't take it away completely. I still have it out in the world, or you come up to me, I don't talk much. But God, he touched me one time. He changed me in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, as it says. I was one way that you couldn't hardly get me to get up here and talk. I couldn't, you know, if I had something prepared, if I knew what I was going to say in maybe 2 or 3 minutes, and that was it, I was ready to sit down. But, you know, God was dealing with me while I was praying for a young man. And he kept telling me to tell this young man to let go. Just tell him, let go. And I kept saying that, and then finally the Lord said, now you let go. Woo! It did something to me. And then he began to talk to my heart. As Brother Daniels was talking about how God will talk to you. You know, he knows what you need. He knows what you're thinking. He knows how to give you just what you need. And he spoke to me and said, if you believe that I am who you say I am, what are you afraid of? Woo! That let me go. I release. I let go. I was no longer afraid to get up here and say the wrong thing. I had a fear of doing the wrong thing and saying the wrong thing. Now I don't care what I say. If I get hooked up, you don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. But I appreciate it. I appreciate that experience. You don't get that out in the world, but you get it here. This is where you get it. So I appreciate it. I'm trying to sit down if you don't know. But I appreciate, I truly appreciate the Lord tonight. He is worthy. He's worthy. You know, as we were singing a song that said that he walks beside me, I felt I'm not even worthy for him to walk beside him. I want him to walk ahead of me. I want him to lead me and guide me. I don't want to walk beside him. If that makes sense to you. But I appreciate him. Appreciate all that he's done. He's given me such a great opportunity. My children, they mean a lot to me. You know, not that other children don't. I don't want to put it that in such a way, but they're mine. I mean, you know, I want them to do right. I want them to have the best opportunity. I mean, if I can help someone else have the best opportunity, I will. I want to love them as I love mine. Because we're to love one another as ourselves. And if you do that, you'll not do anything wrong. You know that? You won't do anything wrong. So I appreciate, I am going to sit down. I appreciate this opportunity tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thankful for what he's done and for hearing these wonderful testimonies. I share a similar testimony with my sister that I was involved in sin as well. I grew up in this way, in this church my whole life, and it was a blessing. My grandfather was a minister. I had a wonderful family that cared for me, a wonderful church that loved me, and it was a blessing, but I didn't have an appreciation for it. I didn't. I rolled my eyes at some of the things I heard said behind the pulpit, and my grandfather, this man over here, went, lately I've been thinking about all the times I've spent time with him, took walks on Pinnacle Mountain with him, and all the talks he had with me about the Word of God. And I didn't appreciate it. I would roll my eyes sometimes. I thought, oh, I've heard this before. And then I got to a point when I turned 18 years old, I got involved with the wrong crowd, and I started doing things I shouldn't have done. And like you, I'm not ashamed to share my testimony. I got involved in drugs. I did. I got involved with alcohol. And I did a lot of things that to this day I'm ashamed of. But one day, I was walking down the street one day, and something happened. Something happened. That seed that had been planted in my heart as a child by my grandfather, by my family, by the people in this church that planted those things in me came back to me. It was like an emotional slap in the face. I don't know how to explain what happened to me that day on the street, but it was like God slapped me in the face. I stopped in my tracks. He said, "Do you see? Do you see what this world has to offer now?" Because I didn't know. I didn't know. I was just a kid. I had no clue, and I didn't want to listen to the people that planted these things that were giving me these things as a child. And I remember actually praying one day before I did all that. There were times I wanted to go do things with my friends that I shouldn't have done, and that I wanted, to live a different kind of life. But it was like God kept putting roadblocks up in front of me, and I didn't want to. So I prayed, and I said, I'm ashamed of it to this day, but I said, God, take your hand off me, because I want to know. I want to know what's in the world. I want to experience these things like my friends are doing. And something happened. It was like God took his hand away and said, okay, I'm going to let you see. And the Holy Spirit that I had received, it was like it stopped talking to me. And I slowly drifted away, started letting go of the standards that I'd been taught, and I went out into the world. But God put his hand back on me one day. His covering came back on me. And I have appreciation for that today. He didn't have to. He could have let me go on living the way I was. I could be a drunkard. I could be a drug addict today. But I'm not. He's done something in my life. And I appreciate what he's done for me. It makes me want to shout. It makes me want to jump and dance. I love the spirit that we're feeling here today. Brother Daniels, I appreciate hearing Brother Daniels' testimonies. Every time he gets up and talks about it, oh, the appreciation that comes over my heart for the things God is doing for his people. I'm so thankful for the vision we have today. A theme that's kind of stuck with us around the time of our youth meeting was that verse in Matthew 13 that talks about the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that's hidden in the field. And it talks about the man that he wanted that treasure so badly that he was willing to sell everything he had so he could buy that field. He sacrificed everything he had for God's will, to be a part of God's kingdom. That's the heart I want to have today. I want to be willing to give it all up. There's a work to do in this world. There are people out there that need to hear this message, that need to know there's a better way. They need to feel this spirit we're feeling here today. Woo! Praise God! That was 4 years ago. I'm 22 years old now, and I'm a changed man. I'm a changed person. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for what the Lord's doing. Let's not take it for granted what he's doing. Let's give him a praise here and now. Let's give him a praise and say, Lord, I'm giving it all to you. I'm not going to be a part-time servant. I'm an indentured servant to the Lord today. Praise God.
tell him no. What I once called pleasures, I just stood and watched them go. Surprised at my resistance and new found stability, I decided there's a higher power holding me. Oh, thank you, Lord, for holding. Shining bright, and I'm safe without one.
watching the Lord move amongst us is a precious, precious thing. Scripture says that man is born of woman a few days and full of trouble. Another scripture said that we are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We didn't have any choice in coming here, you know. My mom and dad got together. A few months later, I come to this world. I didn't have a choice in it. But when I got here, I was under sin. Some people look at children, they think, oh, that poor, innocent thing. That poor, innocent thing is still subject to death. All of us were. All of us were subject to death when we discovered this world. I thought, God, help us tonight, you know, to put something in the hearts of our young people that would cause them to want to serve God. I really appreciated what Brother Caleb said and the spirit that I felt in it. Did you not feel that urgency that I want to serve Jesus? I want to make Him my highlight. Well, I don't want to just see Brother Caleb with that kind of an attitude. I want to see all of you with that kind of attitude. Because I know that what you're fixing to face out here in the world, you're going to need it. Hallelujah, you're going to need it. Woo! The thought come to me as everyone was, you know, up here and spirit was falling and touching different ones. You know, those of us that was raised in the country, we've really got a slight edge on you folks here in the city. We really do. Because there's not a feeling in the world that can compare with stepping outside of your home on a clear sunny morning, hearing the doves calling in the woods, feeling that feeling on the inside, and there's something rises up on the inside of you, and you have the freedom to say, oh, I feel good. Hallelujah. Then some of those country folks, they move to town and they get this idea that they can't do that anymore. I want you to know, folks, you're in a place tonight where you can give vent to the Holy Ghost. You can allow God to touch your life. Hallelujah. When you feel that feeling bubbling up on the inside of you, hallelujah, you can give vent to it and you cry, thank God I'm a child of the King. Woo, hallelujah. Woo. Ah, Lord. Oh, it's real. It's really real. Look, this that we have, Brother Smith told us here Wednesday night, there wasn't a whole lot of us here. And he was talking to himself as much as he was to us. But when we left here Wednesday night, I was on cloud nine. If there's such a cloud. I was encouraged. This is a free gift. This is that heavenly gift that God allowed us to become a part of. Hallelujah. You know, God's got a kingdom in this world. Just like the kingdom of the United States. Some people don't like to call it that, but it's a kingdom. There's men that's running this nation. Look at the kingdom of England. There's a queen over there that's running that one. We're in the kingdom of God tonight. God's got a kingdom in the world. You know, hallelujah, this is feeling good. You need to realize that you're a part of God's kingdom. Of God's kingdom. Not, you know, you may be a citizen of the United States. That's good. You know, we're in the best nation in the world, I think. But when it comes right down to it, the citizenship that I hold in the United States doesn't compare with the citizenship that I have in the kingdom of heaven tonight. Hallelujah. That's the most important thing in my life. Oh, thank God. If I could leave this life knowing that I've imparted some of the gift that I have in my life on some of these young people, I'd say I'll lay down in peace. Hallelujah. Look, young people have these ideas, you know, that they're the only one that has this problem. You know, they, especially among teenagers, they have these worries. Do I look good enough to attract the opposite party, you know, whichever, it may be a young lady or it may be a young man. Do I look good enough that I can, you know, appeal to somebody? And then, am I so ugly that nobody wants to talk to me? All these thoughts are running through your mind. I know. Why? Because I was your age one time. I know how you think. I used to think that way. Isn't it dumb? Isn't it dumb? Look, I've seen some ladies that I thought, you know, how can I put this? Thank you. I really need all the prayers I can get right here. You know, you'd think that they would be so unattractive that they would never, ever be able to attract anybody to their lives. You know, it wouldn't be no time. 2 or 3 months later, I'd see them again. They'd be married. Nice-looking young man. Did you know that if this world can do, don't you know that God can bring you a young man or a young woman into this church that will fulfill the bill in your life? He'll fulfill the needs. God will do that. God can do that. If God can bring us out of the world and He can touch our souls and fill us with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, don't you know that God knows what you really need in your life and He can supply that need? If you don't believe it, just ask me. I'll tell you. God can supply our needs. God's not just interested in us spiritually, although when it comes down to it, the final analysis, you know, we're going to make it onto the other side and our spiritual aspects is going to take over the natural aspects. But God is interested in your life. If He wasn't interested in you, He wouldn't bring you here. That's what I want you to realize. You're in a place tonight because God brought you here. God dealt with your life. There's only one way to really get into God's kingdom. You don't just barge in here. You don't come in here blind as a bat and all of a sudden you know where you're at. It takes God dealing with your life. It takes God leading you in here. And it takes God to touch your eyes and let you see what's going on. It takes all of that. And it doesn't just take that for you. It takes it for all of us. Every one of us have got to have that. But you come into God's kingdom by invitation only. Amen. Amen. You get in here by invitation only. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! One day God touched my heart and invited me to come to the greatest thing it has in the earth. And here I am tonight. Woo! Hallelujah! Answering that call. Woo! I wish you could feel some of that freedom that I feel inside of me that's swelling up. See, I never have gotten to the point that I lost that free feeling that I had back when I was a teenager, when I could step outside, give vent to that emotion on the inside, how I felt. And tonight, that Holy Ghost is working on the inside of me. I come out of my heart, you are Christ, and I, who come out of my heart, and I surrender up my heart. Hallelujah, I don't mind giving vent to it. In fact, I feel kind of good doing it. I feel good doing it. If we could just encourage you,
Hallelujah. Do you know it looks good to see all of our young people sitting here? How is it that the Lord dealt with this individual one time, you know? Walked into a graveyard. There was a guy there that was possessed. The next time the townspeople seen that man, he was sitting and in his right mind. You know? And when I see young people sitting here, to me, I have that feeling they're sitting and they're in their right mind. But to have that freedom to voice and to be vocal, you know, Brother Stafford said here a while ago, he used to be extremely bashful, shy. Well, we would have probably run a race because that's the way I was. And I know it's hard for this church to believe that. It's hard for these young people to believe it. Brother Wayne was never shy, never bashful. My wife could speak in behalf of that. But here we are. But things are going to get more exciting as we go along. I know we can look around the day and the night and we think, Lord, how much more? You know, we've talked about this getting excited. I was about to have a runaway here a while ago when I seen Sister Lauren and her brother reaching out and touching the Lord. I thought, Lord, fill them with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It takes work. It takes work to bring people through to birth, even in a natural birth. In a natural birth, it takes work. You know, children are not born just, how can I express it here? Then they're there. You know? It don't happen that way. If you have a child, you're going to know what I'm talking about. Or if you see somebody have a child, or if you see an animal having babies. It don't just happenstance. And the Holy Ghost is the same way. It's a birth. The Holy Ghost is a spiritual birth. You're born into God's kingdom. And it don't just happenstance. There's work to be done. Hallelujah. You don't just get around these young people, you know, when they're seeking the Holy Ghost and stand there and look at them. You're supposed to be working. Hallelujah. Pray for them. Encourage them. Hallelujah. It's available. You can get it. It's here. Hallelujah. Don't just stand there looking at them. Do something. Am I helping some of you workers? I hope so. Everybody ought to be working. Everybody. I have found out in these last few years, I can't do it like I used to. Can't do it. Brother Weinger, he's probably along the same lines. You know, we can't do it like we used to. We can get drunk on the Holy Ghost. We know how it is to drink and go, you know, get kind of. But we would like to see you encouraged in God to such a degree that when we lay our torch down, that you'll reach over and pick it up. Hallelujah. Not carry it like we did, but carry it a little higher and a little faster and a little farther than what we have. This has been a good work. Been a lot of things accomplished here. But I want to tell you something. There's greater things ahead of us to be accomplished than what we've got done up till tonight. Amen. If you begin to take on the burden of working and laboring, and I'm not just talking about, you know, sweeping the floor and doing the dishes and, you know, making the meals. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about when somebody gets up to speak, you get up with them. Hallelujah. When the sisters get on the piano to sing, I step in there and begin to sing with them. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. There's a work to be done. It's a spiritual work. It's a spiritual work. And I know if you sing like I do, you know, I know brother, well, I won't mention the name, but I don't sing as clear as I used to. Don't sing near as good as I used to. It's one reason why I like playing my horn. I can play it, you know, and it doesn't change tones like I have. Hallelujah. But I enjoy working for the Lord, don't you? Amen. Look, every young person has got problems in their lives. Not just one of you, but all of you have got problems in your lives. And it should behoove every one of us, when somebody else is kind of exhibiting a little more problem than we got, help them. Help them. Help them. Can I say it again? Help them. Help them. Then look, when the Spirit of God comes in and touches them, you reach out and get some of that for yourself. You need the help too. Hallelujah. And not only that, you know what we do here on the platform? When we see God touching your lives, we break down and say, oh God, would you put it in our hearts to say something that would cause them to get hold of better things in God than what they have for tonight? Amen. We reach out and get a hold of some of that too, because we need help too. Amen. Hear what I'm saying? All of us need help. Woo, there's not anybody here that doesn't need help. Amen. If you don't feel like that there's anything you can do except pull the Spirit of God in, let me tell you something. I know at least two older guys sitting in this church yesterday night that said, we need the help. Right, Brother Whitaker? We need the help. Pull it in for us. Bring it on down. Let the power of God come into our midst. If you have to shake your legs a little bit or shake yourself, do whatever it takes. But allow God to come into our midst and touch our lives, because we need help. Hallelujah. Why do we need all this help? Because you have to remember, we were born in sin, shaping in iniquity. We were subject to death. We would like to get out of this world without dying, you know. But we understand the resurrections. We do understand them. And we have this hope that if I can keep the right spirit, keep the right attitude. You put a sticker on my casket, like Brother Smith said the other day, he'll be back. He's coming back. Don't write him off. He's going to show up again. But when I do, I want to see the church. Hallelujah, with the power of God in it that can touch a man's heart and touch his life and touch his soul to such a degree that it'll take him off of this heavenly or this earthly place that we're standing tonight and put us into a heavenly condition called paradise. Hallelujah, we'll be standing there and working there and laboring there, Brother Whitaker. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And with the power of God that we're going to enjoy and feel and see working among God's people and the gospel like we've never heard the unadulterated word of God coming forth. Under the anointing of the power of God. Hallelujah. When we feel that, Brother Whitaker, we're going to be in that paradise condition. Hallelujah. It won't take us long. It won't take us long. Hallelujah. We can say like Paul did, it's no more I, but Christ within. Hallelujah. Henceforth. From here on out, there's laid up for me a crown of life. Woo! If I got over your heads. All right, good deal. I want you to know that there's greater things coming. I'm expecting them. I believe it's happening. And then not only that, but let me show you some of the responsibility that's on our young people's shoulders. Brother Weininger and I won't be here very much longer. Even if we're here another 10 or 15 years, that's not much longer. You know, may not be here that long. This load that has been carried, some of the load that we've carried and shared through the years, is going to fall on your shoulders. It's going to fall on your shoulders. Brother Caleb, stand up to it. Step up and say, I'll carry the load. Hallelujah. Brother Zach, where you at? Back here on usher duty. Step up and say, I'll carry the load. I'll carry the load. You know, and I'm not trying to bypass the people that's between myself and these young men or these young sisters, but by and large, your energy level is going to be high enough and strong enough that you can carry the load. And with God's help, with God's help, what we feel here tonight is just a drop in the bucket of what we're going to have in the near future. Can you imagine that? This has been good. This has been good, but what if we had a whole bucket full of it? Hallelujah. What if we had a barrel full of it? What if everybody in this church house felt what everybody's been feeling? Hallelujah. And not only that, but my Lord, there's going to be people coming in from out yonder that are going to feel what we're talking about. I want you to know that we have the freedom and the right to express the Holy Ghost that's in our lives tonight. We're in a place. You don't have to be embarrassed if you scream out here, because the walls will catch your sound. It won't even get out the front door. It won't. Isn't that something? Do you know that carpet's on that wall back there for a reason? There's carpet on that wall. It was actually put on there to keep the band from echoing. Yeah, thank you, Brother Weiniger. You know, when the band plays, if they play to just a plain wall, that sound's going to come back to them. And then you're going to get two or three sounds because the band's going to be out of timing. So they put carpet on that wall to catch that echo. It doesn't echo. You notice that? It don't echo. Did you know that there's only one animal in existence that their voice does not echo? Guess what it is? Anybody know? No. It's a wolf. A wolf. He can howl in the mountains, and his voice does not echo down through the valleys. Doesn't echo. Only voice in existence that doesn't echo. Isn't that strange? We're in the house of God tonight. We can scream to the top of our lungs. That Holy Ghost that's on the inside of us should stir us every once in a while. Not once every 10 years, but maybe once a month. I might let you off that easy. Every how many? Brother Weiniger is putting it a little tighter than I am. He's saying at least once every 7 days, and I'm not against that. 7 days without God makes 1 week. And I have a strong suspicion that you spell that week W-E-A-K. Makes 1 week. But wouldn't you like to carry this on through Wednesday night? Come back here next Sunday shouting the victory in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I feel good tonight. Thank God.
God is good to us, isn't he? I hope everyone has a good week and you take the Lord with you on your job, in your school, in your home. I hope you continue to feel this good covering that we felt here tonight. Appreciate our visitors And we want to let the Lord know that we love him and very pleased that he took the time to touch our hearts, touch our minds. Praise God. What a wonderful spirit we've had, what we've felt here tonight. Let's stand and be dismissed. Remember all those that are sick. Pray for Brother and Sister Smith as they travel home. Praise God. Come back again Wednesday night. Prayer meeting at 7. Service at 7:30. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you and we thank you and we praise you. Oh God, your great love and mercy upon our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God you are. Oh Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Go with us this week, Lord, and keep us in your care and let your spirit touch us. Oh God, and move upon our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good night, everybody. Praise the Lord.